Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Congratulations from the Emir of Hizb al-Tahrir, the eminent scholar Ata bin Khalil Abu Rashta, to the visitors of his pages on the occasion of the blessed month of Ramadan for the year 1445 AH, corresponding to 2024 CE. To the best ummah brought forth for humankind, the Islamic ummah, that Allah has honored with his obedience. To the honorable da'wah carriers, whom neither commerce nor trade distracts them from the remembrance of Allah. To the honorable visitors of the page who are coming to the good that it bears. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is to Allah, and peace and blessings be upon the Messenger of Allah, and upon his family and companions, and those who follow him. I ask the Almighty that he accepts the fasting and qiyam of the Muslims, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us for all our previous sins. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as extracted by Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Abu Hurairah, said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts during Ramadan with faith and seeking his reward from Allah will have his past sins forgiven. And in another narration from Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever prays Qiyam, voluntary night prayer, during Ramadan with faith and seeking his reward from Allah will have his past sins forgiven. Dear respected brothers and sisters, in the month of Sha'ban of the second year after the Hijrah, Allah Almighty made fasting the month of Ramadan obligatory. It is the month in which Allah revealed the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. Al-Baqarah 185. It is the month in which Allah honored the Ummah with distinct victories and openings, as the great battle of Badr was on the 17th of Ramadan, when the polytheists of Mecca were wholly defeated. Then there were other decisive battles in this blessed month, starting with the conquest of Mecca, the 20th of Ramadan, in the 8th year after the Hijrah, to the battle of Al-Buwayb, currently near the city of Kufa, which was the Persian Yarmouk, when the Muslims were victorious under the leadership of Al-Muthanna on the 14th of Ramadan of the year 31 AH, then to the opening of Amuriya, led by Al-Mu'tasim on the 17th of Ramadan in the year 223 AH, and to the Battle of Ain Jalut, when the Muslims defeated the Tatars on the 25th of Ramadan in the year 658 AH, to other victories in this blessed month. So fasting was coupled with noble Quran, which cannot be afflicted by falsehood from before or from behind it. Fasting was coupled with distinct openings and victory. Fasting was coupled with jihad. Fasting was coupled with implementation of Allah's laws. And anyone with clear vision and insight realizes that Allah's laws cannot be separated from one another, whether they are acts of worship or jihad or transactions of morals and conducts or crimes and hudud, punishments. For all of these are from the same niche, and whoever contemplates the verses of the Noble Quran and the texts of the Honorable Ahadith finds that this is explicitly clarified. A Muslim recites from the Holy Quran, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and establish prayer, as one recites, وَنَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ, and judge, O Muhammad, between them by what Allah has revealed. And one recites, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ, fasting is prescribed to you, as one recites, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالِ, fighting is prescribed for you. Also, one is reading about the Hajj in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, take from me your rituals, extracted by Bayhaqi in his Sunan al-Kubra from Jabir. As one reads about the hudud punishments, خُذُوا عَنِّي, خُذُوا عَنِّي, قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُنَّ سَبِيلًا, البكر بالبكر جلد مئة ونفي سنة والثيب بالثيب جلد مئة والرجم. Receive from me this revelation, receive from me this revelation. Allah has ordained a way for those women, unmarried females, who committed adultery. When an unmarried man commits adultery with an unmarried woman, they should receive 100 lashes and be exiled for a year. If they fornicate while they were married, they shall receive 100 lashes and be stoned to death. Extracted by Muslim on the authority of Ubad ibn Samit. And one reads about the transactions. Al-bay'ani bil-khiyar ma lam yatafarraqa. Aw qal hatta yatafarraqa. The seller and the buyer have the right to keep or return goods as long as they have not parted, or he said, till they part. Extracted by Bukhari on the authority of Hakim bin Hizam. As one reads in the bay'ah of the Khilafah, وَمَنْ مَاتَ وَلَيْسَ فِي عُنُقِهِ بَيْعَةً مَاتَ مِيتَةً جَاهِلِيَّةً. And whoever dies without the bay'ah, allegiance on his neck, dies the death of jahiliyyah. Extracted by Muslim on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar. Thus, Islam is an indivisible whole, and the call to it is one to be applied in the state, life, and society. So whoever separates between the ayat of Allah and calls for the separation of deen from life or the separation of deen from politics, he has committed a grave sin and a major crime that leads a person to the shame in this world and a painful punishment in the hereafter. O Muslims, I remind you of all this in these days in which brutal aggression of the Jews against the people of Gaza is intensifying, who were shocked by the heroism of the people of Gaza. Many months had passed without the monstrous Jewish entity achieving any of the successes it was claiming against the people of Gaza. So it lost its mind, and instead of fighting face to face with that group of believers with its modest weapons at a time when it was heavily armed with the weapons of America and the West, instead it turned to killing women and children to find success to speak of. The Jewish entity marks its failure with its own hands, for it is not capable of fighting except with a rope from the people, as the Almighty and Powerful said, ضربت عليهم الذلة أينما ثقفوا إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من الناس. They will be stricken with disgrace wherever they go, unless they are protected by a covenant with Allah or a treaty with the people. Ali Imran 1:12. They have severed the rope of Allah since their prophets, and what remains of them is the rope of the people from America and Europe and their agents from the treacherous rulers in Muslim countries, who are not lifting a finger while they see brutal aggression of the Jews against children and women. Indeed, the best example of them is the one who stopped and counted the martyrs and the wounded. قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. May Allah condemn them. How can they be deluded from the truth? At-Tawbah 30. However, O Muslims, the fight against the Jews, their killing, and the removal of their entity must come under the leadership of a Mujahid Khalifa, Rashid, rightly guided Caliph. After this oppressive rule and the agent rulers, the glad tidings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not be delayed, Allah willing, in fulfillment of what Ahmad reported from the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ثم تكون ملكا جبرية فتكون ما شاء الله أن تكون ثم يرفعها إذا شاء أن يرفعها ثم تكون خلافة على منهاج النبوة ثم سكت. Then it will be an oppressive rule, so it will be as Allah wills it to be. Then He will raise it when He wishes to raise it. Then it will be a khilafa, caliphate, on the method of prophethood. Then He remained silent. And also, in confirmation of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was extracted by a Muslim, لتقاتلن اليهود فتقتلنهم. You will fight against the Jews and you will kill them. In conclusion, as we must be diligent of our fast so Allah may be pleased with us and forgive our previous sins, thus we should also be diligent to work for the resumption of the Islamic way of life with the establishment of the Khilafah, rightly guided caliphate, so that we will be among the victors in this life with the implementation of Allah's laws, shaded by the banner of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Rayat al-Uqab, the banner of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, and likewise be victors in the hereafter, Allah willing, those who seek refuge in His shade on the day when there will be no shade but His shade, so that we may attain victory in both realms. Indeed, it is a great victory. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Your brother عطاء بن خليل أبو الرشدة.